Hello and welcome to the Beauty Files. I'm Juanita and I'm so glad you can join us today. Today we're going to do something I think a little needed, especially this economy. We're going to talk about making money from the home or home businesses. Now, did you know that there are over 1,000 direct sale home businesses, and some of them can be started with as little as $50 or $50 investment? Well, today we're going to be joined by two people. First, we're going to have Joy Zucker Tiemann.
Joy Zucker Tiemann. Hi, Juanita.
Tiemann, how are you? I just want to make sure I'm pronouncing your name right. Tiemann, she's a consultant with one of our companies, which is Pampered Chef. And later on in the program, we're going to be joined by the founder and CEO of Country Gourmet Home, Amy Beth. She's going to be joining us later in the program. We're going to talk to her about Country Gourmet Home. But first, we're going to talk with Joy. Now, Joy and I go way back. We've known each other for quite some time. Joy used to host a cooking show on News Channel 8. And I'm going to give you a little brief background on how fabulous this woman is. She has been in network television news for over 30 years. And she's been with ABC. And as I said earlier, she's been with News Channel 8. She has won several Emmys. The list goes on. She also, now get this, aside from being a consultant with Pampered Chef, she is running her own personal concierge business called Joy of Time, and we're going to talk to her about that too and find out more information about that. And she's expecting a baby in May. And she has a beautiful, beautiful four-year-old. Welcome, Joy, to the Beauty Files.
Thank you, my dear Juanita. It has been over 20 years that you and I have known
one
another.
And I still have my apron. I still have my apron.
From the kitchen coach. So happy to join you today.
So happy to join you, too. Now, I'm going to give our audience a brief outline of what Pampered Chef is. Pampered Chef's been founded in 1980. They have a sales force of over 60,000 independent Pampered Chef consultants worldwide. And some of the things that they offer are the products. They have professional quality tools for cooking and entertainment. Do you need to be a cook to host a party or be a consultant? I'm going to ask her about that. And they have over 500 items that are carried at any one time, with 80 to 90% of those products exclusive to Pampered Chef. So, Joy, tell us about Pampered Chef. That you know, it's an amazing home business.
You know what? I started doing my business 13 years ago. My sister went to a party. She came home. She called me before she even said hello to her kids and said, "You've got to do this thing called Pampered Chef." Well, most times when your sibling says you've got to do something, you run in the other direction. But my sister, to get on the phone and talk to me about something like this, she piqued my interest. Lo and behold, we co-hosted a party, and the consultant who came to do our party handed me a skillet, a spoon, and two other tools and said, "Can you go do this in the kitchen for me?" I don't think I was in the kitchen 5 minutes, and I wanted all four things she handed me. So that has been over 440 shows ago, 13 years ago, and I've been doing it ever since because, number one, the quality of what Pampered Chef creates is phenomenal, and it allows us to do our own home-based business the way we want, pick your own hours, work as much or as little as you want, and the fact of the matter is every time I step out the door, I'm at a party. So it never feels like work, and I basically feel like when I'm at a party, I'm helping change one household, one table at a time, because my goal is to reach out to the people who say, "I hate to cook, I don't cook, I don't want anything, because it's not that I'm trying to re-engineer what they're thinking. What I want to do is get them to just look at the whole idea of cooking differently, because we all do it at some point. Even if you open a can and stick something in the microwave, you're cooking it. You might not be cooking it from scratch, but you still have to open that can and put it in something that's microwave safe, or on the stove in something that's safe and convenient.
Right.
So I've been doing this for as long as I have, because I take so much joy in watching the people who are the sort of naysayers turn around, and they get so excited. And they are some of the most fun customers, eventual hosts to have, because they totally realize they've just been looking at food preparation or cooking the wrong way. And all they needed was someone to look at them in the eye, hear what they had to say, and give them a reasonable solution. And that's why I love what I do, and I've been doing it as long as I've been doing it.
So now, do you have to be, like, cook savvy, or do you have to know how to, cook, or do you know you have to know your way around the kitchen in order to be a good consultant for Pampered Chef?
You know, it's a great question. I would say that about 75% of the Pampered Chef consultants in the United States, Canada, and Germany are not cooks. They are people who thought, if you're going to make me go in the kitchen, then you better be paying me for it. And something at a party made them perk up and listen and recognize, if I have to do something every day I don't really like doing anyway, well, then I might as well be making money doing it. And then they realized how easy it was to make money doing it, so they continued doing it. The fact of the matter is, the company gives you everything. They give you the software for your computer. They give you basic recipes. They give you the tools, the paperwork, everything when you first start out, and they guide you through everything. We do have meetings that you can physically go to, but the fact of the matter is, we have a phenomenal online training website where you can go and download videos, look at videos, listen to conference calls on the telephone that get recorded every single week, and do training at your leisure when it's convenient for you. So if you happen to be driving home from your 9-to-5 job and sit in rush hour traffic for more than an hour every day and are sick and tired of saying, you know, I've got to get home and get dinner on the table in 20 minutes, and I have no idea what I'm going to be doing. The fact of the matter is, Pampered Chef offers those solutions every day to its consultants and its hosts, and you can literally listen to a training video on your way home, stop at the supermarket, grab what you need, and have dinner ready within 20 minutes of walking in the door. And we give everybody those basic tools, the physical tools and then the recipe tools. And we basically walk them through the whole process, and it's really easy. It's one of the easiest jobs I've never had to work at. And yes, I'm one of the few. I love to cook. I've been cooking a long time.
Right.
And I usually hide the fact that I used to have a cooking show, because I don't want people to be intimidated, like the only reason why they could consider doing this is if they had my kind of experience. I usually hide that until the very end of a party. And then I usually get the, oh, yeah, I thought you looked familiar. But the fact is,
yeah, that you'll come in flipping a crepe with one hand, and like, how does she do that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, but we don't do those kinds of recipes at parties. I do the kinds of things you can put in one pot, use two tools, and be done in less than 20 minutes.
Wow.
I'm all for the ease and convenience. If you want to learn the harder stuff, we can certainly do that. But when we do a party, I'm reaching out to the folks who have too many things occupying their time, and all they want to know is that I've got healthy, simple, affordable solutions, meals that you can put on the table for less than $3 a serving per person. And to me, that, in this economy, in today's market, is what makes sense. I don't have time to go out and eat, and I don't have the budget to go out and eat.
Right.
And I can feed my family during the course of the week what most people spend on takeout food in one night.
So now, if I want to become a consultant, what do I have to spend? I mean, what do I get in the beginning? Because, say for instance, I'm not a cook, but you know, I know my way around the kitchen, and I want to invest in this company because this is one of the greatest things since sliced bread.
Well, and Pampered Chef is one of the top three direct sales companies in the country today, and there's a reason for that. But to answer your immediate question, and they can go to my website. It's www.pamperedchef.biz/joyallison,
okay.
And they can literally get all the information right there. It's literally one click away. It says becoming a consultant or join my team.
Okay.
And there are basically two different structures. The main structure for the person who has never done Pampered Chef before, it's $159 plus sales tax in the state you live in to get started in your business. you can easily make that money back day one in business, because day one you make a 20% commission. And the average show is about a $600 show. So if 20% commission on a $600 show is $120, and that's an average show, which means that most shows are higher, very few shows are lower in what we're doing today. So you can see that you can quickly, in your first day in business, make back your initial investment. Right. There's a way to bring that cost down by $20 and $40. And anyone who wants that information, I'm certainly happy to answer those questions directly. But in basic terms, it's $159 plus sales tax to get your business started. If you had been a Pampered Chef consultant once before and had the majority of the basic tools, and by the way, for the $159 startup cost, you're getting $580 worth of products, paperwork, and computer software. The company bundles it all together. But for the person who may want to rejoin the business, there's a startup cost of only, I think it's $80. It's what we call the restart kit. And it basically has some of the just the key products that are newer this season that we want to make sure that you have on hand at a party. But that lower cost is really designed at the person who has done it once before and has the basics already. So those are the two tier options that we have in terms of getting started. And you literally have your kit within 3 days of signing up. So you have your materials in hand in a matter of days so that you can start practicing and training for yourself.
And $159 investment, that's nothing for a
business. It's nothing, and I will tell you something. I have two brand new consultants. They've just started in the last 3 weeks, and they've done their first parties. In fact, my new gentleman consultant, his name is Greg, he just closed his first party today, and his commission was, it was a little over $250, if I'm not mistaken.
Wow.
And that, so he not only made back his initial investment, but he's already made $100 on top of that in
right.
the first party.
And then how often does he have to, your consultant or you, how often do you have to host these parties?
Well, that's entirely up to
you.
It's based on how much you want to make. The company has no immediate requirement in terms of minimum sales. They just want you to stay active, and they do everything they can because they constantly offer you incentives to do that. But there is no, there's no one, and I, you know, as a team leader, I don't stand over my consultant saying, you must do a show in the next 2 weeks. It's not like that at all. If you want to do one party a month, then do one party a month. If you want to do 10 parties a month, go ahead and do 10. It's entirely about your availability, what you want out of your business. You custom make it to your schedule, to your needs, to your abilities.
Wow. Now, I just got a question via email. One of the questions was, how much are some of your products at a party? Like if you want to, if someone purchases, I'm thinking they're talking about if you go to a party and you want to purchase an item, what is the average cost of some of your products?
It's a great question. With over 500 items on the line, and I don't have the numbers straight off the top of my head at the moment, but I have to tell you that a good percentage, and I would say more than 50% of our products are under $30. So, you know, can you find an equivalent item in the gadget section of a supermarket, a Bed Bath & Beyond? Yes. But if the product fails you in any way, or if you don't like something about it, can you take it back to the supermarket or those other retailers and ask for your money back? No. And every single thing Pampered Chef sells has a minimum of a one-year warranty. Many things are more than that, 3 or 5 years.
Right.
And like all of our knives, most of our cookware, there are three lines of cookware, two of them are lifetime warranty. So the company stands behind the way it's made as long as you follow the basic use and care. You know, if something says it's not dishwasher safe, don't put it in the dishwasher and then want to return it because there's a reason it shouldn't go in the dishwasher. But there are very few things that can't go in the dishwasher. So it's the basic principle of it's quality material. It's well-made, it's ergonomic, it's ambidextrous, you know, they keep everything in mind. And no offense to the men out there, but the majority of the management roles at Pampered Chef are women, where almost every single tool has more than one function. It's incredibly well-made, it's ergonomic, it's designed for smaller, maybe weaker hands, therefore the tool is doing the work, not you. So yes, you can open a wine bottle in less than 10 seconds. yes, you can open a can in less than 10 seconds, and you can clean up your cookware in about 10 seconds. So no joke, I have carpal tunnel in both hands, and I'm one of the first people to admit where my physical limitations are and how easy it is when it comes to the materials themselves,
right,
the majority of that work for you.
Yeah, because I'm looking online. I'm looking at your site, and I see so many products to choose from. I mean, you have cookbooks, you have cookware, cutlery, things for entertaining, gift giving, must have,
yes,
outdoor. I mean, you have the whole gamut.
We do, and we even do bridal registries and wedding showers, and it's,
wow,
amazing. So, I mean, I have to admit, I've been doing Pampered Chef for, I think, 5 years when I got married, and there were still things I didn't have that I wanted, and luckily I got on my wedding registry. So we literally have something for everybody, and it's amazing because it's a company that supports its employees. One of the things I like the most about Pampered Chef is not just the quality of the product, but it's the way they treat the individual. And that individual is not just me, the consultant, but the individual customer when they call the company with a question or a problem or something. And they recognize that customer service in today's economy means everything. But they also believe that when it comes to taking care of their consultants. So whether it's incentives, rewards, I mean, I don't know too many jobs that are giving annual bonuses, but our company not only gives vacations and jewelry, but actual money incentives regularly, not just at
okay,
the end of
so,
the year.
Okay, so, like, stop the presses for a second. Okay, now,
yes,
that was going to be my next question. It's like, what are some of the incentives? And you just answered some of them. The perk, the incentives. I mean, my God, jewelry, vacation, you just ding, 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 I'm there.
I know. And trust me, their vacations are usually for 2 to 4 people, so it's you and it's always you and a guest. It
right.
can be you and your children or two couples, but you earn different levels throughout the year. And when they do a vacation, if they're doing a thing in San Diego or in California or in Italy or in Australia, you're going on a plane and you're going to a location where everything is 5-star. They do nothing below 5 stars. So when you earn something, you are going first class, nonstop, you know, gorgeous accommodations, the top of everything. If you happen to be going to a location where there's the equivalent of a Disney theme park, you are there when the park is closed down just for a Pampered Chef event. I mean, they do everything top-notch.
Wow.
So it's, there again, I've been in television for a long time. There's
right.
a reason why I've been doing Pampered Chef for 13 years. And a lot of people who know me through my television years don't understand how I can be doing direct sales. But if you come to one party, if you hear me just talk about it, you'll understand why. Because there's so much fun. And it puts the fun in fundraising. There's a reason why we call them parties, because that's the atmosphere that we are creating in this whole process.
You got me. I mean, I'm ready to sign myself. I'm so excited about what you're talking about that I can't even think of questions to ask because I'm just like, okay, yeah, give me more, give me more. This is fantastic. What about the person? Okay, I have a question I just got on email. What about if they've never sold anything before and they want to join?
Not a problem. In fact, I had never done a sales job in my entire life when I started doing Pampered Chef.
Oh.
So what I can tell you is that the products sell themselves. The beauty is this. One of the things I first explain at any given party is if you truly believe that you hate to cook, I would challenge you for two things. Number one, is it about the recipe to begin with or shopping? Because that's usually where people stumble first. Then it's about just knowing your way around the kitchen. Well, that's why we do kitchen shows, because our whole purpose is to put you in the kitchen with the tools and a person who's showing you how to use it, how best to use it. And I have two theories at a party. I'm going to show you how to cook once and eat 3 times, and I'm going to show you how to save time and money doing just the basics. And I walk people through how to look at a supermarket to then how to select your recipes for the course of a week to get the most bang for your buck. So I literally, I do everything as a lesson in the basics, sort of how my mother taught me, and you then go from there. And I say to people, if you shop for nothing tonight, I'm okay with that as long as you learn something about how to change what you're doing today and make it easier for yourself tomorrow. So I might show you how to use something that you have at home, but you weren't aware of how to use it properly. I'm going to teach you how to do that. The average consultant is showing you through the process so that you feel better about getting into your own kitchen and giving it a try. And this is one of the reasons why most people host a party, because the host never pays full price. The host gets dramatic things for free and at a humongous discount. I mean, anywhere from 30 to 60% off certain things. Oh. And then they never pay full price for anything else that they want. And they get a shopping spree. So people host parties because, A, I go into their kitchen, they buy the ingredients, they invite their friends, and I come and do all the teaching, and we cook together and everybody learns together. And I did a party two nights ago in a studio apartment in D.C., 500 square feet in a studio apartment with 12 people. And we had a blast. And there were moms, there were single women, there were people of all different ages who sat there and said, I never thought about it that way. I never knew I could do that. And that's what we love hearing at parties. So the basic answer is, as a consultant, no, you don't have to know anything because we teach you. Our tutorials on the internet, we have our own YouTube channel. We have phenomenal videos on our website. We have training phone calls every week. And otherwise, you have the ability to go to a physical meeting at least once a month if you want. And there's incredible support about getting all of that started for yourself in terms of getting your own business going.
And do you basically, when you want to get your party guest or whatever, it's word of mouth? Do you do advertisement? Do you friends? I guess all of the above.
Great. Yeah, all of the above. We use social media to its fullest extent. Pampered Chef consultants have their own individual websites where you can send out invitations through email. We also utilize Facebook. I'm not a Twitter person, but I know a lot of people who tweet. But you basically use all the avenues and then the standard ones. We have wonderful themed invitations that will help you put together and customize for your own needs that you can either print out and mail to people or hand to them or email them. We have the ability to use Evite if we want. And otherwise, it's picking up the phone or sending out a regular postcard invitation if you want. But we use all channels because the fact is we have people who have all different comfort zones.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with age. It has purely to do with familiarity. So our goal is to always make sure that as a host, you're reaching out in all the different ways you would to invite people to a party. It's a great excuse to invite those neighbors you don't know or the spouses or friends of your significant others from work, as well as friends and neighbors that you don't get to see very often. But I will tell you, I do Facebook parties all the time. I actually also closed a fundraiser show today for a local Relay for Life team, and it was a high school senior that was spearheading a fundraising event for her team, and we closed a show today that we did purely on Facebook and on email.
Wow.
So we never even physically went to anybody's location. She put up a Facebook event, and I posted tips and recipes every day and interacted with people who were on there answering questions, and here are things you can do for Mother's Day presents, and if you want to do this as an Easter recipe or whatever. So it's very interactive, and it's about, it's about meeting the needs of your customers and wherever your comfort zone is. I don't mind using the internet, so I take great joy in being able to spend time there and interact one-on-one with people, and again, give them what they're looking for, and if that's a recipe solution or they already have this tool but they wanted to find a different way to use it, I'm going to give them that solution.
And, quick question before I have to let you go, but there was several questions, but one for me is, what is the turnaround? Like, once a person places an order, and do you send it in, you call it in, and then how soon do they get their orders back, and is it direct ship, or do you take it back, or how does that work?
We transmit through our computers. When we close out a party, when we transmit to the company, it takes the company usually 1 to 2 days to resolve any questions or matters. So they'll make sure that all the credit cards pass. They will,
okay.
They will otherwise debit our account for any checks or cash that we received. And that usually takes less than 48 hours.
Okay.
They immediately start picking the orders. That takes about a day maximum. And sometimes they can do both elements in the same day. Everything gets shipped FedEx Ground 3 days. So it's basically back in the host's hands within 5 days. And when the guest makes a purchase, no matter whether you're attending a party in someone's home, doing a catalog party or an online party, the guest always has the option to ship to the host or ship directly to the customer. If it's
wow,
shipped directly to the
I
customer,
like
then they have it within 3 to 5 days. If they ship to the host, then it's basically the host playing Mrs. Claus in the middle of springtime or whatever time of year it is,
exactly.
And they just hook up with one another to get those products to their friends who placed an order. And it's really that quick. So we enjoy the fact that the company is very efficient in how they turn all of that around. And the fact is that customers have their goodies within a matter of days of usually having attended the party itself.
Yeah, that's fantastic that you have that option. I mean, because, you know, you can play Mrs. Claus in spring or summer and deliver them yourself. Oh, by the way, are you cooking anything tonight? I'll bring that stuff over and I'll have a meal with you.
Right, right. And Juanita, I want to do whatever's appropriate for your listeners. I'm happy to answer any questions they have, whether they want to email me or call me or, you know, go on my website. So you can just let me know how best you want to let them know that. But I have no problem answering their questions and pointing them in the right direction to whatever needs they may have.
Well, I actually have a couple of emails that came in, and they wanted to get your information again. So I want you to repeat that, how they can get in touch with you to become a consultant along with myself. And, you know, they want to get that information as well. So if you can give me that again.
Sure. It's www.pamperedchef.biz/JoyAllison, JoyAllison. That is my website, and you can actually click directly through my website to contact me if you want to reach me directly. Otherwise, I'm happy to give you my email or my local phone number. But I think it's all posted on the website there anyway.
It sure is, with a cute picture of you and your daughter.
I think you can barely see the pregnant belly, but I'm now 8 months pregnant. So,
And
trust
me,
still do a party 8 months pregnant. It just tells you how
much you love this product.
This business is so.
The business is great. It's Pampered Chef people, and you know, Joy has welcomed you to send information, call her, email her about questions, and to become a consultant. I think it's one of the best businesses out there, especially for people who are, you know, who have sent information to me about, you know, going through the layoffs and sequestrations and all that. So this is fabulous, and it's a lot of fun too, and it's food involved. Food, cooking,
and
friends.
And here are the last two things I would say to anybody. First of all, if you just want a recipe solution, email me or go to my website, because there are over 70 recipes with one click off the front page of my website. But the fact is this. You design what you want to do if you want to join Pampered Chef. The fact was that over the years, the different times my husband has been laid off, I just ramped up my Pampered Chef business to help cover the bills, because
wow.
It is that flexible. You can expand or contract it based on your needs. I will decide how many weeks I want to take off when I give birth to our second child and when I want to go back to work. And I don't have to get that approved by anybody. I don't need anybody's permission but my own. And that's the beauty of it. You custom make it to your own needs, and it will build and expand and contract, et cetera, based on how your life changes over the months and over the years.
That's I'm signing up, and everyone can hear me. I'm signing up.
I
love your enthusiasm about this company. I love it. And I love the fact that you said that you can tailor it.
Juanita, this is why you and I became friends many years ago, because you know that you turned your own life around at one point.
You made a
choice to make a change.
Exactly.
And I'm a firm believer that if you don't like something about what's happening today, all you have to do is make the decision to make a change. If that change is to be able to allow an influx of other cash to supplement needs in your current life, then just make the decision. The rest of it is up to us as a team to work together to get you there. The hardest step is the first one. I will embrace you with open arms and a big smile because I believe in it that much, because I believe in the choices that we give ourselves and the spirit in which we bring to it to be able to make that an effective choice for our lives.
And once you meet people, once you meet Joy one time, just one being her presence one time, you'll change. She is intoxicating. I mean, I love her to death. Joy from Pampered Chef, thank you so much for being on my show today. You've made
truly
me smile.
Truly my pleasure, Juanita. An absolute pleasure at any time.
I love it.